So today marks the anniversary disappearance day of Srila Madhavendra Puri. I'll just read the translation to the song that was just sung. Sampasada Bhagavat Viraha Janita Vilap. Lamentation due to separation from the Lord and His associates from Prarthana by Srila Narottam Das Thakur. He who brought the treasure of divine love and who was filled with compassion and mercy were as such a personality of as Srinivas Acharya God. Where are my Swarup Damodar and Rupa Goswami? Where is Sanatan? Where is Raghunath Das, the savior of the fallen? Where are my Raghunath Bhatta and Gopal Bhatta? And where is Krishna Das Kaviraj? Where did Lord Gauranga, the great dancer, suddenly go? I will smash my head against a rock and enter into fire. Where will I find Lord Gauranga, the reservoir of all wonderful qualities? Being unable to obtain the association of Lord Gauranga, accompanied by all these devotees in whose association he performed his pastimes, Narottam Das simply weeps. So the verse on the board is considered the crown jewel of all verses in terms of the depth of feelings of Krishna consciousness. So we shall recite this verse together. This is from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Ancha Leela, Chapter 8, Ramachandra Puri criticizes the Lord. This verse is also in other places in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is text number 34. Aye dina dayadra natha he. Matura natha kadavalokshase. Ridayam twad alokakataram. Daita brahmyati kim karamyaham. Word for word, I hear, O my Lord, Dina, on the poor, Daya Ardra, compassionate, Natha, O Master, Hey, O Mathura Natha, O Master of Mathura, Kada, when Avalokshyase, I shall see you. Ridayam, my heart, toward of you, Aloka, without seeing, Kataram, very much aggrieved, Dayita, O most beloved, Brahmyati becomes overwhelmed. Kim, what, Karomi, shall do, Aham, I. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. You can repeat a few words at a time after me. O my Lord, O most merciful Master, O Master of Mathura, when shall I see you again? Because of my not seeing you, my agitated heart has become unsteady. O most beloved one, What shall I do now? So I shall read a few verses before and a few verses after to put the verse into context. So in text 28. Ishvara Puri Gosani Kare Shri Pada Sevana Sahaste Kare Naimala Mutra Di Marjana. Ishvara Puri, the spiritual master of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, performs service to Madhavendra Puri, cleaning up his stool and urine with his own hand. Text 29. Nirantara Krishna Nama Karaya Smarana Krishna Nama Krishna Lila Sunaya Anukshana. Ishvara Puri was always chanting the holy name and pastimes of Lord Krishna for Madhavendra Puri to hear. In this way, he helped Madhavendra Puri remember the holy name and pastimes of the Lord, of Lord Krishna, at the time of death. Text 30. Tostahana Puri Tandre Kaila Alingana Varadila Krishna Tomara Akuka Premadana. Pleased with Ishvara Puri, Madhavendra Puri embraced him and gave him the benediction that he would be a great devotee and lover of Krishna. Text 31. Sehaite Ishvara Puri Premera Sagara Ramachandra Puri Haila Sarva Nindakara. Thus Ishvara Puri became like an ocean of ecstatic love for Krishna, whereas Ramachandra Puri became a dry speculator and a critic of everyone else. Text 32. Mahad Anugraha Nigrahe Rashakshi Dvai Jane Ehi Dvai Dvare Shikhaila Jagat Jane. Ishvara Puri received the blessing of Madhavendra Puri, whereas Ramachandra Puri received a rebuke from him. Therefore these two persons, Ishvara Puri and Ramachandra Puri, are examples of the objects of a great personality's benediction and punishment. Madhavendra Puri instructed the entire world by presenting these two examples. Text 33. Jagat Guru Madhavendra Kari Premadana Ehi Sloka Padi Tenho Kaila Antardana. His divine grace, Madhavendra Puri, the spiritual master of the entire world, thus distributed ecstatic love for Krishna. While passing away from the material world, he chanted the following verse, which is the verse we chanted today. Ai dinadaya dranata he maturanata kadavalakshase vidayam tvad alokakataram Dahita Brahmyati Kim Karomyaham. O my Lord, O most merciful Master, O Master of Mathura, when shall I see you again? Because of my not seeing you, my agitated heart has become steady. O most beloved one, what shall I do now? Text 35. Ehe Sloka Krishna Prema Kare Upadesha Krishnera Virahe Bhaktera Bhava Vishesha. In this verse, Madhavendra Puri teaches how to achieve ecstatic love for Krishna. By feeling separation from Krishna, one becomes spiritually situated. Text 36. Prithivite रोपाना करी गेला प्रेमंकुरा सही प्रेमंकुरेरा वृक्षा चैतन्य तकुरा. Madhavendra Puri sowed the seed of ecstatic love for Krishna within this material world and then departed. That seed later became a great tree in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Text 37. Prastave kahilum puri gosha nirat niryana yehi iha sunasahi bada bhagyavan. I have incidentally described the passing away of Madhavendra Puri. Anyone who hears this must be considered very fortunate. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So I speak primarily for my own purification and hopefully for your transcendental pleasure. Srila Prabhupada said that the appearance and disappearance of the great personalities in our line, as well as the appearance and disappearance of the Supreme Lord and His expansions and incarnations, are like the rising and setting of the sun. Both are beautiful. In the last days of Srila Prabhupada's manifest pastimes with us on the planet, he wasn't even eating. His only nourishment was Harinam. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So at that time the devotees, at that time like His Holiness Bhavananda Swami Maharaj, His Holiness Bhaktichara Swami Maharaj, His Holiness Tamakrishna Goswami Maharaj, Upendra Prabhu and others, they pushed His Holiness Kirtananda Swami Maharaj forward. And they said that, because he was the senior most in terms of at least sannyasa initiation at that time, they pushed him forward and they said, you should tell Srila Prabhupada, practically instructing Srila Prabhupada, that you have to eat something. You have to eat something. So Kirtananda Swami Maharaj at that time, he felt very awkward to do that service. He was pushed by the other, very awkward to do the service. And he said, I am not like Mother Yasoda that I can do this. In other words, he is always remembering that Srila Prabhupada is his spiritual master. So how can he instruct the spiritual master to eat something? He couldn't do that. But eventually they pushed him. They coaxed him, you have to do this. Like that. So the other devotees were also reminded of the same pastime of Ishvara Puri with Madhavendra Puri. Like that. How Ishvara Puri gave such intimate service with Srila Madhavendra Puri. And especially in the same way, Srila Madhavendra Puri in his last stages of his life, he became completely invalid. Completely. He couldn't move like that. So because he completely couldn't move, Ishvara Puri, as mentioned in these verses, was cleaning up his stool and was cleaning up his urine and so forth. Last year I was at the Disappearance Day festival of Srila Prabhupada in Vrindavan, and I especially like the time after the disappearance time at around 23 minutes past 7 in the evening, and then the devotees begin speaking again in Srila Prabhupada's house. So I felt very fortunate that for practically almost an hour and a half, His Grace Abhiram Prabhu was speaking about Srila Prabhupada. And as we know, Abhiram Prabhu was Srila Prabhupada's constant attendant in the form of a nurse, bathing him, cleaning him, everything like that. And I was so amazed that such intimate service was there. Another disciple of Srila Prabhupada, very intimate disciple also, His Holiness Giridhar Swami, he recalled when he went to the last days to see Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada was making some sound with his lips, like that. I'm just paraphrasing as I heard it, like that. So then he could understand that Prabhupada, somehow he could understand. Prabhupada's even making without speaking words or something. Yeah. So he brought the funnel-like lota for Prabhupada to pass urine. And he brought that to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada passed urine into that. And His Holiness Giridhar Swami said that was the most ecstatic time that he felt in Krishna consciousness. Somehow it's like that. In fact, the stool and urine of the pure devotees, they smell like, what's the word in Deity worship? Chaturhasna? In Deity worship? Chatur? Some word is there. Fragrance. Chatur? Chaturmar? I can't get it, sorry. There's a fragrance that cannot be described within the material nature. Like that. You only can get that fragrance through purified senses and intelligence. Otherwise we'll get the fragrance through our material mind and senses. In the same way with Narottam Das Thakur and Lokanath Goswami. In the same way. So Srila Prabhupada said that how Ishvara Puri was always chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra to actually get the consciousness of Madhavendra Puri. But Madhavendra Puri was feeling that my dear disciple is reminding me of Krishna. Just see, there's a reciprocation between the spiritual master and disciple, that each one is feeling humbled in each other's presence of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And Srila Prabhupada said that Ishvara Puri gave the best service to Sri Madhavendra Puri. And therefore Madhavendra Puri said, my dear boy, I can only pray to Krishna that he will be pleased with you in that way. So Srila Prabhupada quoted Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, our famous line from Shishi Guru Vahastaka, Yasya Prasada Bhagavat Prasada Yasya Saprasadas Prasada Nagati Kutopi, that by the grace and mercy of the spiritual master, one is blessed by Krishna, and by the mercy of Krishna, simultaneously in reciprocation, one is blessed by the spiritual master, and this goes on eternally. Although a Vaishnava is protected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Srila Prabhupada said, he appears to become invalid just to give a chance to his disciples to serve him in such intimate ways. He appears to be invalid in that way. Now, in another place in relation to the same verse, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Madhya Leela, in chapter 4, there are several verses that actually explain this verse also. And there it is stated that just as the Kastuba Mani, jewel, is considered the most precious of all valuable stones, Similarly, this particular verse on the board that we recited is considered the best of poems dealing with the mellows of devotional service. The origination of this verse is spoken originally by Srimati Radharani herself, and by her mercy, Srila Prabhupada said, it is manifest through the consciousness of Sripad Madhavendra Puri. So that shows the transparent medium of the spiritual master. It shows the transparent medium of the spiritual master. So this verse can only be understood by three personalities in that case. Sripad Madhavendra Puri, Srimati Radharani herself, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No matter how much we try to understand this verse, we can only try. And we should try. We should continue to try so that our mind becomes purified in that way. So Madhavendra Puri, he recited this verse again and again and again before he left from his manifest pastimes into his unmanifest pastimes in the spiritual nature. And who is Madhavendra Puri in the spiritual nature? Jaya Shri Madhavendra Puri Krishna Prema Pura Bhakti Kapa Taru Ratyamha Pratama Onkara. So this is from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Madhavendra Puri is the Bhakti Kapa Taru. Sometimes we say Bhakti Vriksha. But this is specifically Bhakti Kalpaturu. So Bhakti Kalpaturu means the desire tree of devotional service in all mellows. Whether it's Santya Dasya, whether it's Vasalya or Madhur, or even Sakya, friendship. In all mellows, Madhavendra Puri is the desire tree of a devotional service. And therefore Vraja Dhamani Tistaha is eternally situated in Vraja Dham. Eternally situated in Vraja Dham. So how can Madhavendra Puri be eternally situated in Vraja Dham and at the same time appear as Madhavendra Puri preceding Chaitanya Lila? How can this happen? When Madhavendra Puri appeared as our Sampradaya Acharya in terms of Gopi Baba, in terms of giving the mellows of conjugal love, his form is of the nature of the consciousness of Srimati Radharani that is filtered through that particular form for us not to misunderstand. It's quite an amazing situation with Shripad Madhavendra Puri. Why? Because when Krishna left Sri Vrindavan Dham and accepted the kingdom of Mathura, so therefore Mathura Dham. He had become the king of Mathura, therefore Mathura Dham. Srimati Radharani, out of ecstatic feelings of separation, expressed how Krishna can be loved in separation from him. And therefore devotional service in separation is the central point, Srila Prabhupada says in this particular verse that we chanted together today. So when there is not service in separation, when there is worship in separation, this is considered the Brahma Madhyav Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. There is a difference between service in separation and worship in separation. So Prabhupada particularly says in relation to this verse, in relation to Madhavendra Puri, that there should be worship in separation, not service in separation. Service in separation is the actual nature of the eternal associates of the Lord. In that sense, worship and separation is for us in terms of sadhana to bhagavata prema within the platform of the sadhana bhakti. So therefore such an ecstatic feeling of the highest form of devotional service was very much effected by Srimati Radharani, given through the consciousness of Madhavendra Puri, for us to properly not imitate an advanced stage of Krishna consciousness. Otherwise we can become sahaja in that way. So therefore when Krishna gone to Mathura, Srimati Radharani was very much affected and she spoke this verse, Aidina Dayata Nata Hai. She spoke this verse. But only she can do. Only she can do. And when Madhavendra Puri spoke this verse, he wasn't even conscious that he was, reciting this. He wasn't even conscious of it. Srimati Radharani was conscious that she is speaking the verse through the agency of the pure consciousness of Madhavendra Puri. He wasn't even conscious that he was speaking this verse. So therefore, when this particular verse is spoken, Krishna Prema Pura, that when Madhavendra Puri is the storehouse, Krishna Prema Pura, it's storehouse of love of God, he himself does not know that he is the storehouse of love of God. So therefore we find it's a very important factor. This is called Prema Mayi. And Prema Mayi indicates that when someone is in the consciousness of ecstatic love of God, they do not know that they are in that consciousness. So therefore, if somebody claims that I am Raghunuga Vaishnava, that is bogus. When somebody claims that I am in Bhava Bhakti, bring others to me, that is completely bogus. Because such a personality does not know. That is Prema Mayi. They are overlapped, they are overwhelmed, not knowing by the Maya of Prema. Prema Mayi. So therefore this verse is Jaya Shri Madhavendra Puri Krishna Prema Pura. Bhakti Kalpa Ta Gura Tena Pratama Ahankara. He doesn't know. And how does he know he does not know? He does not know that too. That is Prema Mayi. So therefore this Shripad Madhavendra Puri is a desire tree of devotional service. And it is in him that the seed of devotional service fructify. And who watered that seed? Srila Ishvara Puri. And then that seed grew into this great tree in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, it is actually a fact that by feeling separation from Krishna, one becomes properly, spiritually situated. Similarly, by feeling separation from Srila Prabhupada, we become properly, spiritually situated. There's no jumping over. Similarly, if we become feeling separation from the devotees in our own community, we become properly, spiritually situated. That is the process. So there's no very mature understanding of the situation of Shripad Madhavendra Puri's consciousness. Now, we find in relation to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's anniversary of 500 years of accepting sannyas, there is some interesting facts given by Srila Prabhupada. One of the chief sannyas disciples of Shripad Madhavendra Puri is Paramananda Puri. When Uddhava was sent by Krishna with a message to the gopis in Vrindavan, Uddhava came back to Mathura Dwarka, but he became contaminated by Gopi Bhava. In other words, when there is Radha Bhava in terms of Gopi Bhava, we see very clearly that Radharani does know that she is an ecstatic lover. So therefore it is named after her. It is named after the gopis. So only someone outside of that who is observing it can say this is Gopi Bhava and this is Radha Bhava. And that is Uddhava. So he became contaminated by the association of Srimati Radharani and the gopis in terms of experiencing Gopi Bhava. But the gopis do not experience Gopi Bhava, they simply only experience Bhava. So therefore it is called outside of them Gopi Bhava. So when Uddhava came back, Krishna asked, what's the news? He couldn't speak because he became contaminated by Gopi Bhava. And who is that Uddhava? It is the same Paramananda Puri, the chief disciple, sannyas disciple of the Madhavendra Puri. So therefore it is stated, Aji Danya Lochana Sapala Aji Janma Sapala Amara Aji Aila Sarva Dharma Prabhu Bali Aji Mora Safala Sanyasa Aji Madhavendra More Ahila Prakasha. And Prabhupada translates, he says, according to this verse, Mahaprabhu is speaking, and Mahaprabhu is saying, my eyes, my mind, my religious activities and my acceptance of the sannyas order have now all become perfect because today Madhavendra Puri is manifest before me in the form of Paramananda Puri. So just see, Srimati Radharani has given an aesthetic love through the agency of Madhavendra Puri. And Madhavendra Puri gave that ecstatic love through the agency of two of his principal disciples, Ishvara Puri. And because of Ishvara Puri's intimate service in offering to Madhavendra Puri, Lord Chaitanya accepted him as guru, his spiritual master, because of that intimate service. But yet at the same time, we see that the form of Madhavendra Puri, the form of Paramananda Puri, Mahaprabhu says that I am only living in this world on the account of the behavior of Paramananda Puri. So when Mahaprabhu went to Katwa to accept sannyas, like that, Keshava Bharati offered him sannyas. But Mahaprabhu accepted sannyas from Paramananda Puri. There are two different perspectives. Someone can offer you sannyas, but you can accept it from somebody else simultaneously. Like that. So it is very clear, it is extremely clear, that the sannyas danda was not given to Lord Chaitanya by Keshava Bharati. The sannyas danda was given by Paramananda Puri. And therefore Lord Chaitanya said, now my acceptance of the sannyas order has become completely perfect. In that sense. Because he saw the ecstatic love of Madhavendra Puri through the consciousness of Paramananda Puri. And that is sannyas. See? So therefore, Gopi Bhava, Svaya, Swaha. So Mahaprabhu accepted like that. So this is the same Uddhava. appearing in Mahaprabhu Leela as one of the chief disciples of Madhavendra Puri, called a Paramananda Puri. Parama Ananda, the supreme bliss of the ecstatic love of devotional service. But Srila Prabhupada says, according to some authoritative opinions, although Keshava Bharati belonged to the Sankara Sampradaya, he actually was formally initiated by Sripad Madhavendra Puri. And some say he even took sannyas from Sripad Madhavendra Puri, Keshava Bharati, like that. So therefore in the Gaur-Gonadesh Deepika, quoted by Srila Prabhupada, Maturyam Yagya Sutram Pura Krishnaya Yomuni Dadhau Sandipani Sobud Adya Keshava Bharati. So this Keshava Bharati was none other than Sandipani Muni, who instructed Krishna and Balaram in the youthful days, not in his adult days, so to speak, when he took sannyas. So therefore, out of affection, Keshava Bharati, in the consciousness of Sandipani Muni, yes, I will offer you sannyas. But he accepted sannyas from Paramananda Puri, because he accepted the danda from him. So it is he who offered sannyas, Keshava Bharati, but Mahaprabhu accepted sannyas from Paramananda Puri. In other places, Prabhupada said that also Keshava Bharati is also an incarnation of Akrura. Now this is also very significant. Because Akrura also in a sense means cruel. Cruel. So when he was taking away Krishna and Balaram from Vrindavan, the gopis blessed him by cursing him. Like that. But Akrura did them a favor. Otherwise there will be no Vipralamba Viraha. There will be no service and separation. For us it's worship and separation, but for them it's service and separation. There will be no Vipralamba Viraha. But they cursed him. Like that. And that particular curse was in the form of Keshava Bharati. And therefore he associated to some extent with the Sankara Sampradaya. Like that. But still Keshava Bharati had this fatherly feeling for Lord Chaitanya. It cannot be taken away. Eternally is Sandipani Muni. So therefore I bless you to give you sannyas. In that way. Srila Prabhupada says in one place that the central root amongst all other roots in terms of the Krishna consciousness movement, which grew into the form of this tree of Lord Chaitanya, that central root is Paramananda Puri. Like that. And therefore that central root is Paramananda Puri, and from that root it spread in eight directions of the other roots. And therefore that trunk of the tree became very firmly placed. And that trunk is Lord Chaitanya, which was divided into two branches of Advaita Acharya and Lord Nityananda. Like that. And therefore Prabhupada says, just thus the Chaitanya tree formed a cluster or society with great branches covering the entire universe. And then Prabhupada says, our International Society for Krishna Consciousness is one of the branches of that Chaitanya tree. But at the same time, we know that that branch is the principal branch on this earthly planet, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Now there is another aspect which we will conclude with. Sometimes there's a tendency of getting into the intimate pastimes of Radha Krishna. If we do not realize that Radha Krishna are one supreme soul in two forms for the sake of ras or pleasure, then we cannot enter into understanding those pastimes. We have to see as one supreme soul. Otherwise we will see ras in terms of our material experience as two different bodies. And then there's a problem. Like that. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami gives so many examples. Heat and fire. Fragrance and musk. Like that. Sunlight and the sun. They are one, at the same time they are different. So that's Radha Krishna. So who is that servant in the intimate exchanges? Who is that servant? It is not Rupa and Rati, Manjaris. Because when the divine couple are together as one soul in two forms for the pleasure of Ras, that is called Nikunjayuna Rati Keli Siddhai. Yayalu Bir Yukti Apeksaniya. Tatratti Dakshat Ati Vallabhasya Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam. So that great spiritual master in the Nikunjas, groves of Vrindavan, is that Bhakti Kalpataru. Bhakti Kalpataru. Like that. Just like when you go to Vrindavan, you'll see all these kunjas. They actually form a bower. And when they form a bower, even the sun cannot enter. Even Vayu cannot enter the air. Nothing can enter. And the manjaris live. Like that. And where the divine couple, who is one supreme soul, become one again. That is all. And who is the witness? Is there any witness to that? There's only one witness. And there's only one other participant. Can you take an educated guess? Who is that? Bhakti Kalpataru. Sripad Madhavendra Puri himself. Because he is the kunj. He is the grove. Therefore, Nikunja you know, Ratikeli Siddhai. Like that. So this is Sripad Madhavendra Puri. Such an illustrious personality in that way. So we find that Bhakti Kalpataru in the form of Sripad Madhavendra Puri is also Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada has his desire tree. And his desire tree is the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Like that. And therefore Srila Prabhupada says that the way to develop love of the gopis' love for Krishna is to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. And therefore, the form of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is Srila Prabhupada's Bhakti Kalpataru, where we can develop our love for Krishna just as the gopis love for Krishna by spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. And I'm reminded by one wonderful disciple of Srila Prabhupada, like that. He's unique in various ways also. His grace Vishal Prabhu. And he gave a lecture one time in Vrindavan. And he said that Srila Prabhupada said that if you want to develop love for the gopis, and he coined, Srila Prabhupada said, six words that gives us this desire tree of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And then he said, Srila Prabhupada said, chant Hare Krishna, spread Hare Krishna. Six words. And that is the consciousness of Sripad Madhavendra Puri and our disciplic succession. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. श्रीपद मदगंधपुरी की जय। I guess the time is over. Should we take some question or where's the authorities here? If you bless us, we can take some questions. Otherwise, we can. If you would like to leave, don't feel obliged by me. You can continue with the other services. Okay, you have any question? Nobody is saying anything or comment or anything.
I'd just like to question, inquire about, you said Paramananda Puri actually gave the danda to Lord Chaitanya.
Yes, Prabhupada says there's a verse, I can quote it for you.
Yeah.
You can read it in if you go to Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, chapter 9, text 13 to 15, you'll find it in the purport. Everything about Paramananda Puri, Madhavendra Puri and
so was
Lord
it Ekadanda? You gave him Ekadanda?
He's asking whether it's an Ekadanda or Tri Dandi. Well, that you'll have to ask Paramananda Puri when you meet him. I'm not so intimately connected. I'm just repeating what Prabhupada says. Yes, go ahead.
They asked Prabhupada that and he said, yes, Ekadanda, he was Mayavadi.
He said?
Yes.
Ekadanda.
You got Ekadanda.
So Mahaprabhu is one, at the same time is different. So Ekadanda. Like that. But there's other reasons why they say about Keshava Bharati, so that he could be accepted to. Be accepted in what he says in terms of sannyas.
Certainly his name was given by Keshava Bharati.
Yes. There are some things that are external and there are some things that are internal. Externally, when we preach, people are repulsed and attracted by our behavior on the external platform. So if it's externally given, the name by Keshava Bharati, then the impersonalist will be silenced, not to criticize, at the same time they'll have some affection that he is one of us. In that sense. Like that. So there's an external situation of accepting sannyas and there's also an internal situation. So because we are amongst our devotees, I just discuss more the internal situation because of lack of time in the class. Is that okay? Thank you. I'm feeling a little embarrassed because you know they're senior to me in all respects and they're asking me questions. Please forgive me, but as a service I'll try to do.
Maharaj, you made the point that in order to understand Radha Krishna Leela, we have to understand that Radha and Krishna are actually one. That was the point you made?
Radha Krishna. See, there's no Radha and Krishna. There's no and in between. There's no and in between. It's Radha Krishna. When you say Radha and Krishna, you're separating them, which is not proper. So when we say Radha Krishna, it indicates one supreme soul in two forms for ras or pleasure. Now go ahead.
So how does that relate with the jiva and Krishna?
How does it relate with the jiva and Krishna?
Yeah, what's the comparative definition or explanation between...
Okay.
Because absolute truth is one, but it's divided into many.
Yes.
Right. So, yes. There's different aspects of that division. So how does that also relate?
Okay. I'll attempt to answer according to my understanding of Prabhupada's purports, like that. Now, who is Radha? Who is Srimati Radharani? Srimati Radharani is the form of Krishna Prema. Is the form of Krishna Prema. So if she is the form of Krishna Prema, what is our goal? Prema Pumartha Mahan. We cannot become the form of Krishna Prema. She is the form of Krishna Prema. But we can attain Krishna prema. So therefore she offers our service to Krishna. Like that. We cannot take the place of Srimati Radharani. So that's the jiva. The question can be answered in so many ways, but in relation to my consciousness is in relation to that right now.
No, that's clear, that answer. My point was, absolute truth is one, but it's divided into many, and you're making that same point in relationship to Radha Krishna also.
Yes.
So I was want to know that the explanations of the different categories of the oneness in relationship to separateness.
Yes.
Yeah. In terms of Radha Krishna and Jiva Krishna.
Yes.
Yeah. That was my question. Yes.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, we'll have to stop. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Ananta Kodi Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai. Shripat Maravinda Puripad ki jai. Natai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo.